Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. While public health officials are urging Americans to hold more muted celebrations this Independence Day, given the spike in coronavirus cases, President Donald Trump is going in the opposite direction. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
After a rally and fireworks display at Mount Rushmore Friday night,
this has been a great honor.
President Trump is planning to go big in the nation's capital. The celebration will include a military flyover and fireworks display expected to draw thousands to the National Mall. The Interior Department says it will hand out 300,000 face coverings to spectators. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign has confirmed that Kimberly Guilfoyle, a top fundraiser for the campaign and the girlfriend of Trump's eldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for the coronavirus. Both Guilfoyle and Trump Jr. have canceled public events and are isolating themselves. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The pints are being poured and the unkempt hairdos are being cut and styled as England embarks on its biggest lockdown easing yet. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Pubs, restaurants, and cinemas are now reopening, and people can once again visit different households and even tie the knot for the first time in 3 months. And many of those despairing at what they see in the mirror can finally get their hair trimmed. In all cases, social distancing rules have to be followed. Barbershop owner Stephanie Headley was relieved to finally be back in business after 3 months.
I've been booking appointments in. I've had messages and pictures of dodgy haircuts and all sorts.
Though the easing of the lockdown will be warmly welcomed, there are concerns that the British government is being overly hasty. In other countries, the reopening of bars and restaurants has been blamed for a spike in infections. Karen Chamas, London.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spain's northeastern region of Catalonia has reimposed restrictions on more than 200,000 people following several new coronavirus outbreaks. Residents in Sagria will not be allowed to leave the area, but will not have to stay at home as they had to in Spain's original lockdown. Regional health authorities' data showed there were more than 3,700 cases in the region on Friday, up from 3,500 the day before. Catalonia is one of the hardest hit parts of Spain, with almost 73,000 cases of coronavirus. At least five people were killed and more than eight others wounded when a government security checkpoint was bombed in Baidoa, Somalia's administrative capital of Southwest State, on Saturday. Officials in Baidoa told VOA Somali that the blast apparently came from a remote-controlled landmine planted at a government tax collection point in the southern part of the town. Meanwhile, in the Somali capital Mogadishu, a suicide bomber driving a vehicle blew himself up in front of the government revenue headquarters, injuring seven people, including security guards. No group has claimed responsibility for either attack, but the Al-Qaeda-affiliated militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for such incidents in Somalia in the past. Dozens of jade miners killed in a landslide in northern Myanmar were buried Saturday, after 77 were interred in a mass grave on Friday in one of the worst mining accidents in the country's history. More than 170 people, many of them migrants seeking their fortune in the jade-rich Bukhan area of Kachin State, died after mining waste collapsed into a lake on Thursday, triggering a surge of mud and water. The miners were collecting stones in Pekant, the center of Myanmar's secretive billion-dollar jade industry, when the wave crashed onto them, entombing them under a layer of mud. Heavy rain in southern Japan has triggered flooding and mudslides, leaving more than a dozen people presumed dead, about 10 missing, and dozens stranded on rooftops waiting to be rescued. More than 75,000 residents in the prefectures of Kumamoto and Kagoshima were urged to evacuate following pounding rains overnight. NHK television footage showed large areas of Hitoyoshi town inundated with muddy waters that gushed out from the Kuma River. Several people were standing on top of a convenience store as they waited for rescuers. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says about 10,000 troops are being mobilized to help. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.